Yendaf Memtes Amedalev. We had heard on Daf Memches Amed Beis, a memra of Abaye. Rabbi said, Rab Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, Kulo Sfira Lehu, Mare Mokim Huloi. That when something was said and what could be done to a fanim, it was meant l'shem hakpode, or is meant that it's coming lahokel. So we assume these three tanoim hold. We assume that this was said lahokel, and we don't have to assume that there was a hakpod in the tzibui. The first memre is Rab Shimon from our Mishneh, that she told the shliach, he told me he's going to give me kesef, so don't be disappointed if he gives kesef, and don't expect more, don't make an asik. If he gives of his zichino akpode mitzido, that to accept zo, it's only yamare mokim uloi, that if he gives kesef, accept kesef. I'm asking to become mekudeshes v'kesef. Now we are in the middle of to bring the second topic. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Rab Shimon Gamliel, we had, let us just again go over quickly the Mishnah get poshut eidav mitoichai. A get poshut the eidim hachsumim boy are toichashtar. Mekusher Eidov Me'achayrov. By get Mekusher, the Eidim Achasumim Achayrei Hashtar, Achayrei Kol Shure Vishure from the Teiref. Poshut Shekosvu Eidov Me'achayrov, Mekusher Shekosvu Eidov Me'toichay Shneim Psulim. That's what the Tanakam holds. Chanina ben Gamliel Loimer, Mekusher Shekosvu Eidov Me'toichay Kosher. Even though now it is a mekusher, but since the tviris can be torn open, it can become a poshut. So memela, so there is no psul in this mekusher, since it can potentially become a poshut. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, hakel kiminei kamedine. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says that hakel k'minig ha-medina, we go according to the minig ha-medina. Va'avinan bo, so this member of Rab Shimon Gamliel seems he's chaylik on the first two tanoim, v'tane kame leslai minig ha-medina. V'tane kame does not hold the minig ha-medina. But Omar, this on the side is a Girsa Abaye, because this is a member of Abaye, and Ravashi was born after the Ptir of Abaye, so that's why others are Girsa from Abaye. Omar Abaye, Ba'asre, the Nehigi Beposhut. If this is a Mokim, that the minig is that everyone writes a get Poshut, Ba'ovad lay mekusha, and he made a get mekusha. That means the Baal made a shliach to write a get, and the get was written not the way the minik hamadina is. Inami ba'asra dinhigi b'mekusha ba'ovad lay poshet kula alma lay pligi debadik peide. I can zicher assume that when he told him to make a get, he meant that the get should be written the way the minig ha-medina is. There's no machlokes tanoim in this nekuda. Ki pligi, the machlokes of the first two tanoim in Rab Shimon Gamliel is ba'asre de nehigi bein beposhut bein bemekusha. The minig is, others make a poshut, others make a makusha. And the Baal told the Sefer, Ovidli Poshet, make me a get Poshet. V'ozal v'ovidli Mekusha. And he went and made a Mekusha. Is Mar Soba, the first two Tanoim hold, K'peide. He told to make a Poshet. So he said, I make a Poshet. So he's makbid that the get should be dafka get Poshet. Umar Sova, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Mar Emokim Huloi. That means even though there is a meaning that others make a Mekusha, you don't have to make a Mekusha, you can make a Poshet. You can make a Mekusha, Tavi Aleichem Broche. Let us see what Rashi says. Hakel Kiminig HaMedine Mokem Shenogu BePoshet Vasoi Mekusha Mekusha Vasoi Poshet Posel. Tchi Ovdei Baal Shliach Lichtoi, the Baal made him a Shliach Al Minig HaMedine Udushovye Yizicha made him that he should be a Shliach according to the Minig HaMedine. Ubahai loy airi tanoi kamoi. The tanoi kamoi zicher are not disagreeing with this concept that we go bust the Minig HaMedine if he told him to write stam aget, and the Minig HaMedine is either a poshet or a mekusha. There the tanoi kamoi hold zicher go bust the Minig HaMedine. Elo kisheshino b'mokim edim. The whole machlokes between the first two tanoim is if there was a shinui b'mokim edim. If it was a poshet shekosu me'achayra, a makushet shekosu mitoichet, that's the whole machlokes. But if he told him to write a get, and he wrote a get not the way the Minig HaMedine is, they all agree that it's a posel a get. Aino davina bovetane kama less like Minig HaMedine uman polegalei bahai. Why is Rav Shimon Gamliel coming to tell us hakel ke Minig HaMedine? Everyone knows that we go bust to the Minig HaMedine. Umishani, so the Gemara answers vadai plukta achitei. It's another machlekes, umiyu ba'asta denehigi. Ovidli poshut shlichas kale. He told them, you don't have to make such a complicated get. You can make a poshut to get. Bo'ovad mekusha shlichas kveid. Abshima Gamliel sova maremokim uloi. Da omar dai lecho be poshut. That's what he's telling him. They should make a poshut. Does not mean that the daf guy want you to make a poshet. I'm telling you, a poshet is sufficient. V'chi ovid mekusha, if the shliach made a get mekusha, hoyel, u'minig medina af b'mekusha, since there's a minig af b'mekusha, kosher. V'tanoi kamoi pligi olei. The first two tanoi machayla kan Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'omri kepeidu. If he said poshet, so he means poshet. V'davka omalei lasai say poshet. So that is the second tane that Abaye found that holds the shita of mare mokem uloi. The third tane Rabbalosa. The third tane is Rabbalosa. The snan we learned in the Mishneh. Aisha sha'omra iskabali giti mi mokem pleini. She told him where he should be mekabel the get. V'kibolo gita mimokim acha. So the Tanakama holds posel. He was only made a shliach to mekabel the get. In this mokim, there's a hakpode mitzat ha'isha that he should be mekabel the get someplace else. But Abelazo marsha. Abelazo holds, she told him, I'm making you a shliach, you should go to this mokim. You don't have to go in other places. He went in other places, there's no problem. Al makasava, mare mokim hiloi. Zot Rashi Maremokim Hiloi, Shom Timtzen. I'm just telling you where you'll find him. But if you go some, if you don't find him there, and you go someplace else, there's no problem. Tanakam Avik Peide, Iyevshi Shitakablenu Elosham, Ve'ein Zer Shlucha, Be'mokim Acher. Mokim Acher, he's not Hashliach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omarula, Machloikis, the Machloikis between, in our Mishnah, if he told the Shvach that Rav Shimon holds that she's Mekudeshes, and the Chachamim hold that she's not Mekudeshes, Machloikis, the Chamod is occupied, Machloikis b'Shvach moment. That is, Dafke, if the Tois is that there was, she received more than she had said she's going to receive, the way Rava says Pshat, she told the Shliach, you can get a dinner shel kesef. Or we have another case in the Mishnah, Manashani Oni Venimtza Osher. So there Rav Shimon holds that there was no hakpode, they should dafke be an oni. Avo b'shvach yuchsin, but if there is a tois in shvach yuchsin, he told her he was a garua deke miyuchis, and it comes out he was not so bad as he had said, divrei hakel eina mekodeshes. There, Afilo Rav Shimon is also made the zicha akpode. There's akpode mitzad the isha that she doesn't want a greater miyuchesis. If he had told her that this is his yichis, that's what she was masking. A greater miyuchis she doesn't want. My time misane the rav mikaroi loibino. I don't want a shoe that's bigger than my foot. That means if he has a very low yichis, so faker, so she won't feel intimidated from him, so that'll make a happy marriage. But if he's a bigger yachsen than he says he is, then the zicha akpod. What does Rashi say? Bishvach momen hu da amar Rav Shimon da afal pi she hito mikodesh is the mistama nechelo. Won't bother her if in momen there was, she was not informed the amount of momen she's getting into. Avo bishvach yuchsen amenash sheni mamzer. Mamzer is also minatayre. A nosin is only also midarabona. Is loynecha lo bishvachoy. There she is not happy with his shvach. Neshu Mizgolel. That means if he's not such a low yachsin, so he'll be Mizgolel. Misane the Rav Mikaroi Mano Godul Mimidus Ragli Enechafetzaboy. I don't want a shoe that's bigger than my foot. She'eni Yechoyle Lalachboy, because I'll have trouble walking with it. Umoshalu. So the same thing, if he says that he was a mamzer, that's possible to call minatayre, and we find out later he's not a mamzer, he's a nosin, which is only awesome in the rabbonon. So memele, then Rav Shimon is not maskim that she's mekodeshes. there's a hakpode that one should not be a greater miyuchis. Omar Rav Ashi, this is a memra of Ula. So Omar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said, Masnisen na medeike. The Mishnah also would seem like this, that by a shvach yuchsin, Rav Shimon is not chaylik on the Tanakam. Diktoni, we learned further, al menash shani koyin v'nimtza levi. Levi v'nimtza koyin. Nosen v'nimtza mamza. Mamza v'nimtza nosen. V'loi, so it says she's not mekudish. That's what the Tanakama says. V'loi polig Rav Shimon. We don't find Rav Shimon is chaylik. So why isn't Rav Shimon Chaylik? Here we had Amanash Sha'ani Oni V'nimtza Osher. So that Hanakama says she's not married. And Rav Shimon said, Im he told Shvach Mikodeshes. He told her that he's an Oni and he's an Osher. So that's no reason to say that she's not masking with the Kedushin. So here we have, by Shvach Momin, we have Klo, Rav Shimon was Chaylik on the Tanakhamet. We have the next Mishnah which speaks about Shvach Yuchsin, and there's no Machlaikis. We don't have Rav Shimon should be Chaylik on the Tana and say, Yimito l'Shvach Areizim Mekodeshes. So we see Klo like Ula, that Shvach Yuchsin, there's a Hakpodetake, if he said he's from a Yichus Shofel, he's from a low Yichus, and that's what she wanted. And later she found out that he's not as low that he said he is, so she's not masking to such a condition. She doesn't want shoes that are too big for her feet. She's afraid that he'll be miskoa on her, like this. She felt she could put him in place. But if we find out later he's not as shuffle as he said he was, so then she's scared. So Rav Ashi brought a raya from the Hashmotas Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't bring down there Rav Shimon is chaylik. By moment it brings down Rav Shimon is chaylik. So we see that by Shvach Yuchsin Rav Shimon is made that's considered a tois, and she's not mekudeshes. Maskif lo mar baravashi. So mar baravashi, Ravashi's son, asked his father, so what are you telling me? You're telling me that the next Mishnah does not bring down a machloikis, is a raya that by Shvach Yuchsin Rav Shimon isn't chaylik. Ela diktoni, we learned in that Mishnah it says as follows. Amenas sheyesh li bas, so the Gemara learned that means that he has an older daughter, an older shivcha, and the Gemara and the Havmina understood, so that means that she can be mishamishmi. That means that you're getting married, you're marrying a husband that has already someone to take care of him, so there's not so great a pressure on you to take care of me. I have an older daughter, a shivcha megudelis. Then we find out he doesn't have. So after she got married, I'm making a joke. So everything is put on her shoulders. So it's poshut that she's not mekudesh. I mean, that's what you said. But it's the other way also. Manas she'ein lo'i v'yesh lo'i. He told her, I hold Rosha before, listen, you'll have to take care of me, all my hitztachis, and I don't have anyone else to take care of me besides you. And then, when she got married, they find out that he has a daughter, an older daughter, a shivcha megudelas, that takes care of him. So there it says in the Mishnah, the Tana says it's no good. So Ma'aba Rav Ashi asked his father, so that is a Tanai in Shvach Momen.
Achinami de Leipolik, so you'll tell me, you're bringing a raya, Ravash but a raya, this Mishnah is a stam Mishnah with Aramach Leikis, so that's a raya that Rav Shimon isn't Cholik. He says, fine, then Shvach Yuchsin you'll bring this raya, but the Mishnah mentions Shvach Mammon also. And it's also, they also doesn't mention that Rav Shimon is Cholik. Achinami de Leipolik. So what are you going to say over there? Ela polik bereshe, v'hu adin l'seif. Mistama, the Tana didn't want to repeat. We had already in the reshe, by Shvach Momin, that Rav Shimon said, Heshita im hito, im hito l'shvach, is mikodeshet. So you have to know, the seif was speaking about different cases. But we have here the guidelines of Rav Shimon, im hito l'shvach mikodeshet. Ela polik bereshe wouldn't the seife. Seife zoi, so you don't have a raya that by Shvach Yuchsin he is not chaylik. Could be by Shvach Yuchsin he's also chaylik. But why didn't the Mishnah bring down that Rav Shimon is chaylik? Because otatana ruchlo, we have already in the reshe that Rav Shimon said his shita that he told the Shvach is mekodeshes. So mamela. So I'll using the guidelines of the Reisha, I'll know what Rav Shimon holds in the Sefer. Ela polik bereisha would in the Sefer. Ochanan mi polik bereisha buhu ad in the Sefer. So the Mava Ravasha, yes, his father, you're bringing a raya to Ula and Shuldita. There's no raya at all. That what the Tana did not mention Rav Shimon. So may ask you, why didn't the Tana mention Rav Shimon by Shivcha Megudeles, Al Kochach Pshat is, because I can figure it out already. That just like he's Chaylik in the Reish, he's Chaylik in the Sefer, so it could be he's Chaylik by Shvach Yuchsin also. So Ravashi answered his son, Hochi Hashtim. This is a comparison. Hosom Idi V'Idi the Shvach Momin. That's very good. Both cases are Shvach Momin. Polik Bereshe wouldn't be safer. So there we can say the Tana relied on that what he brought down in the Reshe that Rav Shimon holds, he told the Shvach is Mekodeshes. So he doesn't have to repeat himself in the Sefer. Abahoche the Shvach Yuchsin. But this is Lamaise, it's another case. It's not good, you can tell me he's Chaylik by this case also, but it's a different. It's a different category of toys. You can't derive one from the other. So if he's chaylik by Shvach Yuchsin, that was my raya. There the Tana should have brought it down and should not have relied on the reisha, since this is a different type of toys where there's other cheshbonos involved. Iboy yuseim hoche nami Shvach Yuchsin. And on the second teretz, I'll tell you that what it says, Shivche Megudeles, is not a case of Shvach Momin, it's Shvach Yuchsin. Misavres Mai Megudeles Gedoyla Mamish. It means she's older, she's capable of doing work. So then it's a Shvach Momin. My Megudeles Gadeles. We'll see in Amachlekes Rashi and Taisel of Gadeles. The Amra, here she Ketaine, Loinechali, and this Alkaponim, this Gadeles had a Cheshivis. She had a Cheshivis, the Shivche, or this daughter of his. So she Ketaine. So this is equivalent to Shvach Yuchsin, Loi Nichali. I don't want to have a Cheshuve in together in the house. The Shokla Mili Minoi, V'ozla Nadye Kame Shivivusai. That means if she's a Isha Cheshuve, we'll see what a Cheshuvis is, so when she goes to the neighbors, she'll repeat whatever she hears in the house. And she's a chashuva, the neighbors will lend an attentive ear. She's a gadeles, whatever gadeles means. So memele, so that's, so, So this is equivalent to Shvach Yuchsin, that I'm losing out. My covet will suffer from this. So Memela, this is all one category of Shvach Yuchsin, which Rab Shimon is also made that's Eina Mikadeshes. Let us see Rashi. Bishvach Momin, who Domar, this is Ula's member, who Domar Rab Shimon, Afa Pishi, Ita Mikadeshes, the Mistama Nechelo, Yeavo Bishvach Yuchsin, Nashan Imams, and Nimshu Shunosu, and Nechelo, Shvach v'nei shehum is goal. We learned this Masana the Rav Mikaroi Manu Godel Midas Raglei Eni Chafetze Boi Sheini Yechei Lalach Boi Moshelu Nosin Ze Givoini. These are from the Givoinim. And how does the shame Nosin come in? Hashem Bayit Neim Yeshua Chaitvei Eitzim B'Shoye V'Mayim Amrin B'Yevomez to David Gozar Aleim. So they were nesunim for this shimush, and David was geyser on them chitur. Bugudeles gedoyla ruy l'sham sheni. Ela polik bereishit bebaba kamaisa gabi oni v'nimtza oshe. Vudin bepolik bebaba besraisa gabi shivcha. V'kivin the polik bereisha dimhita l'shvach lafta usi l'itzach l'meda aflugi b'seifin. There's no need to repeat the machlokes again in the sefer. It's also that was Marbar Avashi's kasha. Could be by Shvach Yuchsin he also holds mikodeshes, but there's no need to mention this machlokes. The polik bereishis b'shvach mom within the polik b'sefer the Shvach Yuchsin. So Ravashi told the Muslim Gabi Basa Shivcha Megudeles. EDVD Reisha don't even imtsa Shiva Sefer Dein Lo Shivcha. He said he doesn't have a Shivcha. And the brunt of the Shimush will be on her shoulders. V'yesh Lo Itavayu V'shvach Mominu. It's given the Goli Rav Shimon Plukta Bereisha Litzach Lameda Rav Lugi B'Sefer. So it's not necessary to repeat that he's Cholik on the Sefer. Achigabi Levi v'nim tzakoyim the shvach yuchsin avikalameim. There's a svara to say the moed Rav Shimon bo mishum the misane the Rav mikaroyu. There's a svara that this is too big a shoe for my foot. He said the polig Rav Shimon alei misnayim gadeles. So Rashi says chashuve. She's chashuv. She's popular. She's looked up. The shokla mili minoi shall take my words which I say in the house, and shall go to the neighbors. Mishum shei chashuve, since she's chashuve, mitzuyo lesaper im shcheinoisel. So memele, so she speaks with the Shechinus. They listen to what she has to say. The Tishma Mimeni Dvorim, she'll hear things I said. But the Sadr Oysum Hnei Shechinoisai, Petita Noisi Befiem Lelag Vekelis, and they'll ridicule me. So Memela, so this is not a Shvach Momen, this is a Shvach Yuchsin, and Rav Shimon is not Cholik on this. What does Tosfos say? May Megudeles Gadeles Perish Hakuntres Chashuve. She's a Choshuve Shivcha, Choshuve Daughter, Mitech Shichshuve Beini Anoshim. Dvoreo Mikubolim. So people listen and accept what she says. And Memela. So that will be, through that will come out, I'll be degraded through her. The Beini Chananel Perish Migadeles Seyo. She's a hair setter. Kamei megadla seya nishaya umitoyv sheleches mibayis labayis likloya. She goes from house to house to set hair, to braid hair. So misapa. So she has a entrance to all the neighbors. Like this,
she'd be a shifchen, she'd be washing the floors by me, so she'll never get to other houses, but she has a talent in her hands, so she'll be talking while she's working, and Mr. Peres called her mimena. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbona, al menash shani kereino. If a person married an Isha, and she wanted to know how educated he is, he says, what are you talking? I'm a kereino. Seems like a balkoire. Is so how much does he have to know? Kivin shakoro shloisha psukim bebeis haknesses areizu mekadeshes. A balkoire does not mean he has to know all the parshas. If he can lay three psukim, which is one aliyah in shul, he lays that properly, so he was entitled to say, I'm a balkoire. That's if he said, I'm a nasha nikarayna. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, kereino means more than that. Ad sheyikro v'yitarge. No, he has to be able to be yikro v'yitarge. So what does Rashi say? Let us see what Rashi says first. No, there's no Rashi over here. So the Gemara got misled from the word Yitarge. The Tosafot Rosh says it should have said Ad sheyoymar mikro v'targu. Since it said Yitarge Ad sheyikro v'yitarge, it seems that he gives his own translation. He's capable of translating the psukim himself. Fregt die Gemara yitargem midatei. He should be capable of saying his own translations. That's a very dangerous thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'asayin you learnt in a barais, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, matargem posuk etzurosoi. The person will translate a posik literally, Areza Bado, he's a liar. Vamoisef Olof, a person adds on to, he doesn't touch it literally, he adds on, the posik means he adds on a few words to enlighten us, pshat in the posik. Areza Mechareif and Megadeif. So there's no yichis of saying his own translations. We have a mekubal dike targum alamai targum didon. That means yitargum means he's able to say over the not only the words without knowing the translation, without knowing the meaning. He knows the targum also. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Yitargim afilu midaitei. Yitargim, it would seem like an original translation. Mitmiye, sheloike targum shalonu. Hametargim posik etzurosai. If a person is metargim a posik, literally, shebo lechaser toisvis atargum shalonu. He's coming to say that the posik is telling us not what the Targum said the posik is telling us. Loima, loya Targum posik ze eleket surosoi. Kigoin loisane al riv. So he'll say loisasid al dina. You shouldn't say edis when there's a din toire. That means you know there's a din teire between Amalva and Aloive, and you're aware that, and the Aloive says he never borrowed money, and you're aware that you were there b'shas talvo. And this person will say, well, the pasuk says, loisane al riv, loisasit, you shouldn't say this al dine.
There's a din Teire. Don't get involved. Enough in the Pasuk in the Teire. Loisana al rib. Loisas areza badoi. It's a liar. Chas v'sholem. The Pasuk doesn't mean that. Va'moisif olo. And if a person will add on to add on, well, the Pasuk means you have to add on a few words to get the true meaning. Shebo loima, he says like this, oil v'nitem reshus lo'isiv. We see the Targum also adds on a few words. I see, well, if the Targum can add on, so yours truly can also add on. Oisiv gamani b'chol mokim she'elze. The Targum added on what he held was important to add on, and I'll add on what I hold important to add on. Areza mecharif. Mevaza samoke, mishane es devorek. That's called a machar. If you're saying this is what the pasuk is telling us, so that's called you're a macharif. The Rebbein Shom never said this. You're saying this is what the Rebbein Shom is telling us. I unklis was moisif in other cases. Laimi dat I hoisif. This is not pshat is. Well, what am I different than Unkelus? Everyone has a right to understand Torah according to his understanding. So the Targum of Unkelus was Leimidat Yosef. Unkelus is not an opinion of a Yochid. Shrei Besinai Nita. The Targum was Nitin Besinai. We have a mekubal dike translation from Sina El Shel Nishtakach. It was forgotten. Because of Yos dike domen b'mgila b'shem seichel zeh Targum. So the Targum was already nitan mi Sina. Let us see Taisvitz. Am a Targum posik yitzarosoi. Perish kimashmo usoi. The way the literal translation would be. The zikhi one should get involved and bring the din to a gemar. Elohi metargim. This is the Targum. Leman the mitzvah minach bedine. Bekert, you should not hold yourself back from saying eidus. That's the true Targum. That's Rashi's pshat. Bein chananel pirish ametargem posuk ketzurasri kigoy. Vayiru esalike Yisrael. The metargim v'chozu yas elakodi Yisrael. They saw the Rabbi Mishlel. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Hareza badoi is a liar. The shchina mamish loiro. The chsiv ke lo yirani ha'odom v'choi. It is impossible for a person to be masik the Rabbi Mishlel. Vamoisif olo, the metargim, the chozu, yas, you can't say, vayiru esalike Yisrael means the version that he knows, it can't be, because Yirani odom b'choi. So he was metargim, the chozu, yas malocha de aloko. He's talking, they saw malochim. Alayza mecharib, shatel shvach hamokim b'malach. Alachim etagimin, v'chozu yas yekoro delakod di Yisrael. The kvoit of the Rabbi Nishloilom, not alakod di Yisrael, and not malochim. The Ein Elyo on this taste was just perhaps says something that will be perhaps a little enlightening to us. So he says as follows. It says in the Shir HaYichud that we say Ler Yom HaKippurim,
loy yidanuhu veloy reinuhu. We don't know the Rabbeinu Shloilom. We never saw the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Ach mimaisav hikarnuhu. We can be makir the Rabbeinu Shloilom from what he created. But the Rabbeinu Shloilom alone, loy yidanuhu veloy reinuhu. So he says, we have to understand what this means. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shalom, Hareini no eskvedecho. The Rabbeinu Shalom answered him, Hinei mokoim iti. And the Medrash says, Asri tofel li. That mind the mokoim is tofel to me. So the Ein Elio says, Hareini nos kvoidecho. So the Rabbeinu Shalom told him, Al tedame, don't think for a minute, ki me habriye tovin es haboire. Hareini nos kvoidecho, so I'll see the greatest nevroim, the malochim, the schofim, the efanim, so from that I'll be able to be makir the Rabbeinu Shalom. The ein choshuv klum keneged haboyri. The whole bria, from the greatest nivra to the smallest nivra, regarding the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's nothing. So you can never build from the bria to be makir the Rabbeinu Shalom. Vim kein lo yovin es haboyri. That means, he says, and that is pshat, that we say in Kedusha, kevoidoi molei oilam. That means the whole oilam, the malach, the whole oilam was nivra from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. But from the whole oilam, we still say, ayem mekoyim kevoidoi. We cannot be masig at all from the whole bria with all its greatness, an inkling of the godless haboire. So that is pshat in the medrash. Vine mokim iti asri tofeli. Whatever was nivra is a tofel shebetfelim kinegdi. So you can never be maker anything, any yasogin the bayre kolay lomim from the bri. Let us go back to the Gemara. That is if he said kreiner. So kreiner, we had a machlokes, if kreiner means, he just says the words without knowing the translation, we have to know the Targum also. Abul omalo. Karo ano, I'm a koire. So that is already he's saying he hears much greater accomplishments. Then he has to know, Karo ano ad the kori a raise nevi uksuvi bidiyuk. Then he has to know tenat bidiyuk. Amenas sha'ani shayne. What if he said, I'm a shayne? That's what I am. So what does that mean? What is he supposed to know? Chizkiya omar halachis. He's supposed to know halachis. Abyechnen omar teire. He has to know teire. The more hell teire shabiksav. Meisvei. Shaina has nothing to do with Teresh HaBikstav. Eizei Mishnah Ramei Mahalochis, Rabbi Yudahim Medrash. But Shaina does not mean Teresh HaBikstav. So the Gemara says, my Teire, Medrash Teire. It doesn't mean Teresh HaBikstav, it means the Medroshim and the Teire. Let us see Rashi. Ba'ani mili disagi b'shlo yisir psukim dom alo k'rayno halochas alochal moish mesina teire k'sal kadaitav teire shabiksav medrash sifro v'sifri shehen halochas shal medrashay mikrois. These are the halochas that we derive from the medrashim from the psukim. Vahani mili the omala tanina. I learned. So he has to shine. That's the tight. She's a shine. So this is what he has. No lachas l'maish mishinai or sifro v'sifri. Avol omala tano ano. this is not a pula, this is already a title. Adetani hilchese sefra v'sefri v'tesem. Then he has to know, it seems, kol ha-teire, the kol teire shebal peh. Yeah. Almenash shani talmud.
If he told her, he's telling her his milas, he have on the side Talmud Chochem. So how much does he have to know in order to say that he falls into this category?
Ein oimrim kishimein ben azai uchishimein ben zayme. They were bocherim, they were called Tamid Chomedin Nefsmiche. What does Rashi say? Ben azai ben zayme talmidim hoyu u bocherim. He never got married. Lo yibol lechlal smicha, lo yoyu bimeim kemoysam b'teire, kedisnan, shemeis ben azai, botlu ha-shagdonim, was a mishunu di kemasmit ben azai. It doesn't mean that it has to be in that dark. Elo, kol she-shoyelin oysai b'chol mokayim, any place, not every place, any place is a place, dover echad bilimudai ba'imai. That means we ask him, what are you learning? I'm learning Echveis. He's learning Mishnayis. He's learning the first Perek, Mesechtes Kedushin. You ask him something in the first Perek. How many kinyonim is Isha Niknes? He starts humming away. Then you know he doesn't, he's not qualified. But what he's learning, you ask him, the halachis, we're not asking svaris, he's learning something. When we ask him the halachis, what he's learning, and he knows it, you don't have to ask him from uktim, you don't have to ask him from where he's learning, any place where he's learning, and he knows what he's learning, that's called the Talmud Chochem. Va'afilu b'mesechta dekala. Afilu is not, he's learning Mesechtes Kala. We'll see there's a machlokes, Rashi in the Tosfos Riyazaki. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, B'chol Mokeim, Me'echad Mina Mokeim is any place, not all places. Afilu b'Mesechtes Kala, not the Rashi was going to Mesechtes Kala. She'ein Oymek Bo, it's not a deep Mesechte. It's very easy, Mesechta. Ubaraisi, Bekachi Shnuya, Kalabalai Brocha, Sula, Baila Kanida, that's how the Mesechta begins. So that's also good. Let's see the Tosfos Riyazaki. Bechol Mokim, Be'ezem Mokim in Amakaimishi, any place. Kala, Drosha. So the Tosfos Riyazaki says, Drosha, Kmai Igra de Kala Duchke. The Rabbeinu Shloime Pirish, afilu b'meseches kala, she'ein bo'oimek, it's not a deep limud, b'raisi, kala b'lei brochus, ul b'ay l'knidat kan, v'ikir ma she'pirashnu, she'kol ma she'dershim behilcheis me'adois, she'hakel b'kiyim bo. So he says that they used to come together, the Yachay Kala, Igra the Kala, they used to come together before the Mayadim, and they used to learn the Hilchis Achak. So this was very simple aloches they learned for the Hamoinam Kitzi Shulchan Aruch. So if we'll ask him, how many pieces of Chometz you put away when you're Baidik, they'll say 10 Mayadik. So the Mela say he knows Api Kabbalas, you know, 10 pieces, he's mamish. That's what they dashed when they learned Tilchus Dikas Chometz, that they dashed this, and he knew this. So he passed the test, and that's enough, you don't have to ask further, and that's what he said. That's the minimum he has to know. That's how the Tosfos Riyazaki says. That is, if he said he's a Talmud Chochem. A Talmud. Almenashani chacham. Oh, chacham does not mean book knowledge. Chacham means he's a bal svore. So now, אין אומרים כחכמה יבנה כרבקיבה וחבילו. The cup of Rabbi Kiva are yoiker horim betoichnam zu besvore, the gewaltige koyach of hasbore of Rabbi Kiva is to take mountains and grind them and take them apart and explain each facet of each thing and how everything falls into place. He doesn't have to be such a Bal svare el kol sheshoil noisai dvar chachme bechol makim vaimra. They ask him a svare, and he says a good svare. That's it. He doesn't need more than that. Divrei chachme sarashi says milse detalye besvare. Something that's a svare. The Teisri Yisrael says, Yaitse, Shishem Talmud Munach Afilu B'mi Shuloi Lomad Ela In Yenechot. He learned one thing, he knows it, that's good. B'shem Chochem Munach Lofi Sheidei Lizber Boi Svore. He knows how to say a Svore, to say a Hezbo, that's called a Chochem. That's the minimum he has to know, and if he knows this, that's he was Mekayim the Tnai. Almenas Sha'ani Gibber. He told he's a Gibber. In Oimrim Ka'avna Bener Chiyoyo Ben Tzruyo, El Vokol Shechaveirov Mishyorim Mimeno Mibnei Gvurosoi. That he's strong, that they're scared of him because of his Gvure, so this is called a Gibber. Almenas Sha'ani Osher. Now, how much does he have to have in order to be considered an usher? Ein oimrim kabbalaza ben charsom kabbalaza ben azaye. We'll see in Rashi, these people were tremendous ashirim. Elakol shebnei iroi mechabdin oisai mipnei oishroi. If the bnei yeh mechabit him because of his ashiris, so that's enough to give him a shame usher. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Abeloza ben Charsim aminim sechet shume sheniach le'oviv elef svinis bayom in 1,000 ships. Chenegdam elef ayores beyabosho. There were 1,000 cities that belonged to him. Abeloza ben Azaya treisa alfei agolim 12,000 calves." He used to give Meiser Behemet 12,000. This was a tenth of what was noiled by him each year. So they were gevalde kashirim. It doesn't mean that. It means if he's niskabed from Bnei Iroi and his Ashiris, that is a shame Moshe. Al Minas Sha'ani Tzadik. Now this is a Moiradike Gemore. He gave a kedushin al menasha nitzadik. Afilu Rosha Gomo. Now Rosha Gomo, he had a past history. He was a Rosha Gomo mikodeshes. She's mikodesh or chayshina lekedushin. We can't say that she's zichna. He said he's a menasha nitzadik and he's a Rosha Gomo. Shema hirer tshuve bedaitoi. Maybe when he had said this, so he said, "Marry me, I'm a nasha nitzadi gomo." Maybe this motivated him for a hirer tshuve. I'd like to just say over the aloshin of the Ir Zarua. Chelik Aleph, Daf Chof Amid Beis. Then he has a Shaila, a person killed someone, if it could be a Shatz. Avol, Im Shov B'Tshuve, Hareyu Tzadik Gomo Miyad. A person to Tshuve is a Tzadik Gomo. Vafilu Chai V'Lavin, L'Echot Chai V'Lavin, V'Essen. The echad chay v'krisis u'misis bezn bein shehizit bein sheshogak miyad
Shehirer Tshuva. A person was over on the worst things. Chayvi Mises Pezden, Chayvi Krisis, Bemezid. Miyad Shehirer Tshuva. One Machshava of Tshuva. Harei Hu Kitzadi Gomo L'chol HaTayre Kula. This person is a Din Tzadik. Now he explains one thing. He explains, which is a yesodistic hazar. We have a gemara in Yuma Dalet Chelke Kapore. Ovar Ar Ese, Boso Tshuve, Eschapoloi, Ovar An Alav, Ni Tshuve Nye Mekipurim, Chai Vikrisis, Ni Yisurim, Chai Vimisis Bezden, Los, Achil Hashem, you need Misa, he says, Hakel Lisha Ova, which is a Moiradiki Yisad. That means like this. If a person did Averis, the Averis is a Parsha. The Averis is a Parsha, and it has to be taken care of. It doesn't dissolve in mid-air. Averis are Averis. And that there's an Inyan of Dalit Helki Kapore. And that there's an Inyan how to become Niskapa. Chayvi Yeser, Tshuva alone is sufficient. Chayvi Lavan, you need Yom HaKippurim. And let us just say for 1 minute, a Moira de Kevot from Rabbi Tzel Peterburger. What is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, Tshuva and Yom Kippur. Tshuva is Toilah, Yom Kippur is Mechapa. So Rabbi Tzel Peterburger says as follows. The Rabbeinu Shloilom wanted to create this world, the Midas Hadin, Rashi brings down, V'ro Sheino Ilom Miskayim, V'shitev Imay Midas Harachmi. So we have the Hanhogas Habriye is a Shutvis of Din and Rachmi. That's how the Briye is Misnai. With this amount of Rachmim and Din in the Briya, one cannot be Misakin Alav. If we would realize what Alav is, he can be Misakin it. What's the Mail of Yom Kippur? Is Tshuva Toile, Yom HaKippurim Mechapa. The Mail of Yom Kippur is, we say in the davening, HaPoiseyach Lonu Share Rachmim Umeyer Eine Hamechakim Leslichosai. The day of Yom Kippur is a day of an abundance of Rachmim. HaPoiseyach Lonu Share Rachmim. The Shaorim, all doors are opened up, and there's a tremendous abundance of Rachmim in the Briya. We're waiting a whole year for Slicha. That's Yom Kippur. Other things need more than Yom Kippur. Bezokta Erzeruah, this is only Binoigeya Zaveiris. They don't disintegrate by themselves. There's a Parsha Dalet Chelkei Kapore. But the status of the person, that's one, let us not mix up two inyonim, the status of the person. What am I? Am I a tzaddik or a roshe? One hirur tshuva can transform a roshe gomer into a tzaddik. By the Rabbi Shalom, I'm now a tzaddik. And the Rambam says, Meirdik al-Hashayin is by tshuva. Yesterday he was mesuev and meruchik, and today he's a yedid and chaviv and thus. That is a hirur tshuva. Just one more second, I'd like to mention, he brings down the Erzeruah. The Erzeruah says, the Bnei Koirach were Rishoyim. They were Rishoyim. And then when everything started going no good, they were Mahara B'tshuva. They were Mahara B'tshuva. V'sholso aleyem Shechina. These Rishoyim were sholso aleyem the Shechina when they became the beef. Al Menash Ani Rosha. What if he
married Anisha, Nisar al Menasha Nirosha, Afilu Tzadi Gomo, Mekudashes, Shemo Hiro, Dvar Avedis Kechovim Bedate. Maybe it was a Hara, Dvar Avedis Kechovim, and the Mele, so that he's eligible to be called a Roshe. So Mele, so also Chayish for the Kedushin. Let us just see a little further. Asara kabim chokhma yordu loilam. There were 10 kabim of chokhma that came on this world. Tisha notla eretz Yisrael ve'echot kol ha'olam kulay. And it means we have such a concept of Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machkim. It seems the Mokim is more misugal, more susceptible. The Mashad asks Akasha, it says before the heroin of an Uber, a Malach comes to the Rebbein Shalom Nes, there'll be a Chochem, a Tipesh. That means the Tzadik v'Rosh is Bechire, but the other qualifications of Cheshchoines, that's decided by the Rega V'Royin. So, but this Chochem matters, how great is Chochma, that means he has a potential of Chochma, but how great is Chochma will be depends where he finds himself. Avira d'Eretz Yisrael Machkim means that when he finds himself in Eretz Yisrael, so this will enhance his Chochme. There's a Meirdika Ovis Terav Nosen, and Ovis Terav Nosen, Perik Chav Ches. It says a Meirdika Loshen. It says, a Chochom Hador b'Eretz Yisrael. V'yotza Chutzlor. He left Eretz Yisrael. Pogam. He lost. That means he was nifgam by leaving Eretz Yisrael. His amount of chokhma was nifgam. Va'af ha'pisha pogam, mishubach yaisa mikol ha'mishubacha yishab medina. But he still, after the pogam, since he had behind him the avirat Eretz Yisrael, even though he doesn't have it now, but he's more choshev than kol chachme chutzlor. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Teira v'derech eretz. Gradi in Yaakov says, what does derech eretz mean? So the in Yaakov says, Chochmas derech eretz binyonei ha'ilom. Maso umaton umaloche. Because because we're speaking about b'shas b'riyas ha'ilom, Asore kabim shel chochma yodu la'olam. So talking about before Matan Torah, we're talking about in umeis la'olam, we're just speaking about mekaymeis. So in mekaymeis, so it comes out, in chochma in inyonei ha'olam, there's also a greater chochma in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutzlov.